climate change is increasingly burdening the Milwaukee's aging housing stock. The city's Environmental Collaboration Office has been working to build new net zero housing and to connect homeowners with energy-saving resources. But last month, the department faced budget cuts from the Trump administration, which canceled a Biden-era EPA grant. Eric Schambarger is Director of Environmental Sustainability for the City of Milwaukee. He joined WUWM digital producer Graham Thomas for an update on Milwaukee's efforts to make housing more environmentally friendly and affordable.
Many of the homes, that, particularly those built before the 1970s, still do not have adequate insulation. Many have old boilers and things of that nature. And so people in older homes are at risk of paying too much on their energy bills. And so we want to help people get the tools and resources they need to make their homes more energy efficient, which means better air sealing, insulation in the walls and attic. And then more recently, we've been supportive of helping people start to think about heat pumps as a way to reduce the amount of natural gas that they're using to heat their homes.
As you said, one major component of your work is connecting Milwaukee homeowners with energy-saving resources. And so could you tell me a little bit more about the sorts of home upgrades that you're pointing Milwaukee residents towards?
Yeah, absolutely. So for many years now, we have been running the Milwaukee Energy Efficiency Program, or ME Squared. And the point of that program is to, again, connect people with qualified contractors to do, again, air sealing, insulation, new HVAC equipment, to drive down their energy bills. And the theory is that if you can pay your energy bill, but it might feel like it's too high, we want to help you take that money that you are spending on energy and reinvest it in home improvements. And the way we do that is by offering an affordable loan through a partnership with Summit Credit Union for energy loans and solar loans. We then also want to educate people about the incentives that they can get through the statewide Focus on Energy program. And in the last year, huge new incentives funded through the federal government for what are called the Homes and HEAR Rebate Program. HEAR stands for Home Electrification and Rebate Program. And so those programs, particularly for lower income households, can pay for a huge amount of these upgrades in their houses. So it's education, it's connecting with qualified contractors, it's connecting people to grants and incentives, and then the financing so that they can afford those resources.
Given the Trump administration's termination of a major Biden-era EPA grant last month, what is the status of the city's Healthy Homes program and that ME Squared program as well?
Sure. So as it stands right now, we continue to provide the financing and loans that I mentioned through ME Squared. However, we had enhanced it with what we called resilience ambassadors, community-based organizations like Clean Wisconsin and Sherman Park Community Association to work with us and to to go into more homes and connect people to those resources that I mentioned, plus other housing repair programs that are out there. One thing that you often see in Milwaukee's homes is, we might go in there and the person wants energy efficiency, but then you do an inspection, you find roof leaks or other things like that. Maybe they need electrical upgrades. And so our vision was to help connect people to all of the resources there are to kind of holistically fix up those homes. When the Trump administration canceled that grant, which incidentally, I don't think they have the authority to do because that funding was authorized by Congress, we had to terminate the extra resilience ambassadors that we have. So we have less outreach. It also affected some of our funding to do free whole house home energy assessments for homeowners. So we had to kind of scale back on the additional resources that we were providing for people. That being said, we are still doing what we can through programs like this to talk to homeowners and get them to look into these resources. So there's still things that we can do to keep things moving forward.
Eric Schambarger is Director of Environmental Sustainability for the City of Milwaukee. He chatted with WUWM digital producer Graham Thomas as part of our Climate Solutions Week collaboration with NPR.